spiritual sensitivity. You are at the right place, at the right time, with the right person. Spiritual sensitivity. I want us to pray this morning about spiritual sensitivity, that you will be spiritually sensitive. You will be spiritually sensitive. You will be spiritually sensitive. Some of you, you've gone in directions without spiritual. You be spiritually sensitive. Be sensitive in the spirit. Not every advice is your advice. Shut them down sometimes. Be sensitive to what God is saying. If you sense the smell and the breath of God in what the person is saying, you're humble enough to take it. If you sense that this is not an advice, it's an attack, cut it. Leave it. Be spiritually, don't go on a trip that God did not send you. Be spiritually sensitive. Good morning, Pastor Flo. But it also says good people die early. Isaiah 57. Please, can you quickly clarify? The Bible says in Psalms, with long life will he satisfy me and show me his salvation. So you see, you can choose to work with Isaiah 57 that as a good person, you die on time. No, I'm not that good person that intends to die on time by the grace of God. Instead, I'm going to confess the word of God, Psalm 92. With long life will he satisfy me and show me his salvation. What do I have to lose confessing the word of God? Nothing. And that's an old covenant you just read. You know, so I must speak the word of God. With long life will he satisfy me and show me his salvation. So do not take that one as, okay, the Bible says good people die on time, so therefore I'm a good person, so I can die on time. Or let me be a bad person, let me not die on time. No, don't do that. Don't do that. But with long life will he satisfy me. Satisfaction is satisfaction. Yeah? That means, you know how you go and eat and you take two plates of rice and you're satisfied. Hey. So Psalm 92 is your portion. Psalm 91, David was saying 70. That is, no, sorry. Moses was saying 70. I don't even know why I'm talking about this today. Moses said in Psalm 91, 70. That is 70. 60 and 10 is 70. If my math is correct. So that's 70 in Psalm 90. And the Moses who wrote Psalm 90 gave us 70, lived to 120 years. I have to have a serious conversation with Moses when we see in heaven. He wrote 70 by the reason of strength, 40. That means 70 or 80 is what he gave to his people, but he lived 120 years. So David wrote in Psalm 92, with long life will he satisfy you and show you his salvation. Some of you, you don't have to wait till you are 50s to start making that declaration. Those are declarations you should start making now. I decree over my life, with long life will he satisfy me and show me his salvation. I will live long. I will not die. I am satisfied with long life. You start proclaiming it now and you speak it into your future. You speak it into your future. That with long life, you start saying it. It's very important that you do that. Yeah, it's very important that you do that. The conversation with David will be tough. So, like I was saying, so you need to be spiritually sensitive. Sensitive. Some of you are in relationships. It's clearly not of God. Yeah. Says our days will be 120 years. Yes, in Genesis chapter 6, you find it there. Even in Genesis chapter 6, you know, so you need to choose. I choose this word of God. This is the word of God concerning me, and I take it, and this is my portion. So one of the things I want us to pray about this morning is sensitivity. It is a dangerous thing for a believer not to be sensitive, where you can't hear God's word, where you can't hear when God is pulling you out of certain things. When you are overtaken by your emotions and flesh, when you are overtaken by your desires, it is a dangerous thing for believers not to be sensitive. Insensitivity to the Spirit of God has killed many believers, and then they will blame God for it. So briefly, I want us to pray this morning before 9 o'clock service starts on YouTube. Watch the service on YouTube today. It will bless you. The title is The Blessing of Rejection. The Blessing of Rejection. It will bless you. The Blessing of Rejection. Rejection is redirection to divine destination. Every time you've been rejected in your past, it is just God redirecting you to your destination. rejection turns you over to God and your gift. It will bless you. I'm sure it will bless you. So one of the things I want us to pray about this time is that I want us to pray for spiritual sensitivity, that we will be sensitive. A lot of us are not sensitive to the Spirit of God. We're not, that we will be sensitive to God in this season. This is not the season to invest anyhow. This is not the season to just loan money anyhow. This is not the season to do careless giving. It's a season to be wise, that you will be sensitive in the name of Jesus. Are you ready to make confession with me briefly this morning before we go to service? Say after me, in the name of Jesus. We've started saying the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for you died for my sins. You resurrected for my justification. Thank you, Jesus, for I am accepted in the Beloved. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because I am saved. Thank you, Lord, because I am saved. Thank you because Jesus died for me. Thank you because he rose for my justification. Thank you because I am not condemned. Thank you because I am not condemned. Thank you because there is no condemnation. Thank you because the word of God says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Thank you because I am not condemned. Thank you because there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Thank you because I am in Christ and I am not condemned. Thank you because I am in Christ. I am forgiven. I am eternally forgiven. I am eternally loved. I am eternally forgiven. I am eternally loved in the name of Jesus. Thank you because I am not condemned in the name of Jesus. Thank you because I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Thank you because I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Thank you because I stand righteous before the throne of grace. In the name of Jesus, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Thank you for dying for me. You died that I may live. The Bible says, come on, confess after me. Say, the Bible says, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But the word of God says, I am come that you may have life, and that we may have it more abundantly. So I decree and declare, in the name of Jesus, I have abundant life. I have abundant life. I have abundant life. I have abundant life. In the name of Jesus, I have abundant life. My life cannot be cut short. 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 I have abundant life. I have abundant life. My business cannot be cut short. My business cannot be cut short because I have abundant life. I have abundant life. I have life in quality. I have life in quality. I have life in quantity. Say after me. I have life in quality. I have life in quantity. I have life in accelerated velocity in the name of Jesus. Come on, say after me. I have life in quality. I have life in quantity. I have life in accelerated velocity. I have the life of Christ in me. I am a champion. I am an overcomer in the name of Jesus. Satan, you cannot cut my life short. Satan, you cannot cut my business down. Satan, you cannot destroy my marriage. Satan, you cannot destroy my business. Satan, you cannot destroy my vocation. I have life. Life in quality. Life in quantity. Life in accelerated velocity. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, I have abundant life. I decree and declare, I have abundant life. I decree and declare, I have abundant life. In the name of Jesus, open up your mouth. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I thank you for you have come that I may have life and that I will have it more abundantly. So I decree and declare, I insist in the name of Jesus, I have abundant life. I insist in the name of Jesus, I have abundant life. My life cannot be cut short. My life cannot be cut short. My life cannot be cut short. In the name of Jesus, I will not bury my children. I will not bury my children. My children will bury me in old age. In the name of Jesus, decree and declare by the word of God, I decree and declare, I have abundant life.
Say after me, I have abundant life. I have abundant life. Come on, come on, confess it is within you. Give it expression. Say, I have abundant life. Life in quality, life in quantity, life in accelerated velocity. Lay your hands on your body. Decree and declare that all your organs begin to work properly. Say, I decree and declare all my organs, my liver, my heart, all the organs of my body, my cells, they begin to work properly in the name of Jesus. They begin to work properly in the name of Jesus. They work properly in the name of Jesus. My organs, my cells, my mind, my eyes, my ears, in the name of Jesus, my lungs, everything about me, my organs work properly because I have abundant life. I have life in quality. I have life in quantity. I have life in accelerated velocity. In the name of Jesus, open up your mouth, decree and declare. Say, today I decree, today I declare, I have life. I have abundant life. I have abundant life. The Bible says, He has come that we may have life and we may have it more abundantly. So I decree and declare, in the name of Jesus, I have abundant life. I have abundant life. I have abundant life in the name of Jesus. Say after me, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare with my mouth, from my mouth to God's ears, from my mouth to God's ears, from my mouth to God's ears, I will not die untimely. I won't suddenly die. My husband will not suddenly die. My wife will not suddenly die. My children will not die untimely. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare, call the age 80 and above, 90 and above, 90 and above, 80 and above, by the reason of strength 120. Decree and declare, according to the word of God, we have abundant life. Decree and declare, my life will not be cut short. My life will not be cut short. In the name of Jesus, God has not giving me the spirit of fear. He's giving me the spirit of love. He's giving me the spirit of power. He's giving me the spirit of a sound mind. Decree and declare, in the name of Jesus, my life will not be cut short. My life will not be cut short. My business will not die. My vocation will not die. My career will not die. My health will not diminish. In the name of Jesus, my life cannot be cut short. My life cannot be cut short. Lay your hands on your head. Come on, let's do this. We're almost done this morning because there's church in the morning. Lay your hands on your head. Decree and declare, my life cannot be cut short. My life will not be cut short. In the name of Jesus, my life will not be cut short. In the name of Jesus, my life will not be cut short. My life will not be cut short. In the name of Jesus, my life will not be cut short. I have abundant life. I have abundant life. I have abundant life. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, my wife won't die on time. My husband will not die on time. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Decree and declare concerning my house. If you are with your spouse, lay hands on your spouse. Touch your spouse. Touch your children. Decree we are not dying untimely. We won't die untimely. We won't just suddenly die. In the name of Jesus. We will live longer. We will live longer. To declare the words of the Lord. Decree and declare in the name of Jesus. Open up your mouth. Make this confession. Say in the name of Jesus, I will not die untimely. I will not die untimely. I have abundant life. My case is different. My case is different. My case is different. My case is different. My life cannot be cut short. My life cannot be cut short. My business will not die. My health will not diminish. My marriage will not die. My vocation will not die. My career will not die. Open up your mouth and decree and declare. Say in the name of Jesus, according to the word of God, according to the word of God, I shall decree a thing and it shall be established. I shall decree a thing and it shall be established. So this morning I decree, I'm not going to die untimely. I remove my name. I remove my name from the names of people that are destined to die untimely. I decree and declare, I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. So my family won't die on time. My businesses won't die. In the name of Jesus, I have abundant life. I have abundant life. Lift your hands, say in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, I have abundant life. Life in quality, life in quantity, life in accelerated velocity. Life in quality, life in quantity, life in accelerated velocity. Life in quality, life in quantity, life in accelerated velocity. I have eternal life. I cannot die. I cannot die on time. Devil, you can't cut my life short. Disease, you can't cut my life short. You can't cut my life short. You will not be able to cut my life short. In the name of Jesus, you can't cut my life short. You can't cut my business. In the name of Jesus, open up your mouth and pray. We won't be long this morning because we have to watch service for 9. But decree and declare, you can't cut my life short. If you are with your spouse, touch your spouse. If you are with your siblings, touch your siblings. Decree and declare, make this a family prayer this morning. We will live and not die. Our businesses will excel. Our marriages will excel. In the name of Jesus, we will live and not die. Devil, you are a liar. Devil, you are a liar. We decree, we remove every thought of death, of sudden death, out of our minds, out of our businesses, out of our lives, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, let's take this very serious. The Lord just showed me a businessman or a businesswoman too. And the Lord is saying they are trying to divide your portion. We are going to stop it this morning. In the next 5 to 10 minutes, they are trying to divide. I don't know what that means. They are trying to divide your portion. That means the allocation and the things that they should have given to you, or the business that should have given to you, somebody is trying to take out of it. So we are praying this morning. I need you to make the declaration strong. I don't know who you are. Somebody is trying to divide your portion. Listen to me carefully. This is strong. Somebody is trying to contend with what God has given to you. We will draw the sword of God's word and put an end to that contention. There's a businessman I'm dealing with. There's a businesswoman here I'm dealing with. Somebody is contending for your portion. I'm saying the supply you're supposed to make. Somebody wants to take 30% or 40% or 50% from the supply. If not 70 to give you 30. That is of the devil. That is of the devil. We are going to stop it this morning. We're going to reverse it. I don't know who you are. God is showing me a businessman or a business transaction or a business deal that the intention of the enemy is to subvert and to reduce your portion. The enemy will not reduce your portion. It is the will of the enemy to reduce your portion, but that is not your portion in the name of Jesus. So let's make this declaration. Saying that God reveals to redeem. God reveals to restore. God reveals to reverse. God reveals to redeem. God reveals to restore. God reveals to reverse. God reveals to prepare to. I want us to pray. Say the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, every portion, my portion cannot be divided. My portion cannot be divided. Decree and declare after me. Say the name of Jesus. My portion cannot be divided. My portion cannot be divided. My portion cannot be divided. My allocation cannot be distributed to other people. My portion cannot be divided. My allocation cannot be distributed to other people. My portion cannot be divided in the name of Jesus. The Lord is my portion. The Lord is my portion. The Lord preserves my lot. Open up your mouth and decree. Say, the Lord preserves my lot. The Lord preserves my lot. The Lord preserves my portion. The Lord preserves my lot. The Lord preserves my portion. The Lord preserves my lot. The Lord preserves my portion. The Lord preserves my lot. In the name of Jesus. The Lord preserves my portion. The Lord preserves my lot. In the name of Jesus. The Lord preserves my portion. The Lord preserves my lot. In the name of Jesus. decree and declare, say in the name of Jesus, my portion cannot be given to another man. My portion cannot be divided. My portion cannot be given to another man. And my portion cannot be divided. I decree and declare that my lot is preserved by God. I stretch my hands in the spirit over my business, that nothing will deflate my profit, nothing will reduce my profit. My lot cannot be divided. My portion cannot be divided in the name of Jesus. My lot cannot be divided. My portion cannot be divided in the name of Jesus. I don't know who you are. They're about to call you to take more jobs. I decree that this is somebody's word. And they're about to call you to offer more. There are more deals showing up. More deals. I don't know who you are. More deals are coming. They're about to call you. They're about to call you for more jobs. They're about to call you for more opportunities. They're about to call you for more offers. I don't know who you are, but this is a word for somebody here. They're about to call you from the governor's office, from the presidency, from Abuja, from wherever, from your deals, from your contract. They're about to call you for more job. God is restoring. That's what I hear. The Lord is saying, I'm restoring the things that have been taken away. Your portion cannot be divided. I'm restoring the things that cannot be taken away. I restore the things that have been taken away. More jobs are coming. Get ready. You'll be busy in the pandemic. When men are cast down, you will see there is a lifting up. I don't know who you are. You are here. The Lord is saying to tell you, they are calling you for more jobs. They are restoring the things that they took away from you. More jobs are coming. Restoration is coming. I dare you to join me to say amen wherever you are. Restoration is coming. The things that they took from you are coming back to you. More opportunities are coming. The things that they took from you are coming back to you. There's somebody here, they took your profit margin. God is saying, I'm restoring double. They are calling you back in the name of Jesus. I don't know who you are. The bank is about to call you, and it is good news. That which you have been pursuing is already waiting for you. They're calling you. Double is coming. They're calling for your recommendations. They're recommending you in places that you have no voice, in places that you have no contact. In the name of Jesus. I don't know who you are. In 2020, this year, they will need you. They will need your service. They're calling for you. They're asking for you. The Lord preserves your lot. The Lord preserves your portion. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus that your portion is preserved, that your lot is preserved, in the name of Jesus. Your lot is preserved. I hear the Lord saying you will break forth to your left and to your right. That means your business will be doing well, and then your job, you have promotion, and then your family will be blessings all around. I don't know who you are. The contract that they took away from you, it is coming back to you. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus that it is coming back to you. I decree they're coming back. The Lord preserves your portion. In the name of Jesus. I don't know who they are. Some trust in chariots. Some trust in juju. Some trust in voodoo. Some trust in godfathers. But we rely and depend on the name of the Lord our God. I am an Hakose. The Lord is saying, I will announce you your business. I will announce what you do in strange places. I don't know who you are. The Lord is saying, I will do the introduction myself. You have been waiting for men to introduce you. You have been waiting for men to network and connect you. God is saying, I will do the introduction myself. I will introduce you. I will announce your job. I will announce and do the introduction. I will announce and do the introduction, says God. I will announce and do the introduction, says God. There is no door that I cannot come into. There is no place that my hands and my legs and the power of the Spirit of God cannot enter. Somebody, your fires are living from underneath the table to on top of the table. God is scattering things, is rearranging, he's shaking things. The Bible says, I will overturn and overturn and overturn until it gets to you. Somebody, you are being reminded. They are calling you about certain things that you have forgotten. I will announce you in places where you could not enter. I will announce you in places where you could not enter. In the governor's office, in the first lady's office, you'll be announced. Things will be said concerning you in places they will need your service. I will announce you in corridors of power. I will announce you before your helpers in the name of Jesus. I will speak to them and they will not be able to refuse my voice. I decree now in the name of Jesus. All of you say after me, in the name of Jesus, doors are open towards me. Gates are opening towards me. Doors are open towards me. Gates are opening towards me. That because of the favor of God upon my life, no door can be shut. Because of the favor of God upon my life, no door can be shut. Every door I stand before opens up. Every door I stand before opens up. In the name of Jesus. Every door that I stand before opens up in the name of Jesus. Every door that I stand before opens up in the name of Jesus. I don't know who you are. They will look at your CV this week. They will read your CV this week. The right company, they will look at your CV. They will look at your work this week. It's opening. You're being called. Testimonies all around. In the name of Jesus. Decree and declare. Doors are opening towards me. Gates are opening towards me. Doors are opening towards me. Gates are opening towards me in the name of Jesus. No shut door this season. We decree all the wrong doors shut. The right doors are opening. All the wrong doors shut, but the right doors are opening in the name of Jesus. The right doors are opening up in the name of Jesus. All the wrong doors shut. The right doors are opening up in the name of Jesus. Open up your mouth, decree and declare. I decree and declare that the wrong doors shut in the name of Jesus. That the right doors are opened in the name of Jesus. That the wrong doors are shut, but the right doors are open in the name of Jesus. Payment is coming. Things that have been owing you, haven't paid for a while, they're about to start paying urgently. They're going to pay in the name of Jesus. 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 Makalabra haski do hoshi. Ibrahantov. Now decree and declare, I will be sensitive. I will be sensitive this season. In the name of Jesus. Come on, this is very powerful. We're almost done. Say, I will be sensitive this season in the name of Jesus. I will not be at the wrong place at the wrong time. No. I will not be at the wrong place at the wrong time. I will not be in the wrong conversation. I will not be in the wrong conversation. I will not be at the wrong place at the wrong time. I will not be in the wrong conversation. I will not be in the wrong association. I am sensitive. I know when to speak. I know when to go. I know where to go in the name of Jesus. I know when to speak. I know when to go. I know where to go in the name of Jesus. I am sensitive in the name of Jesus to the Spirit of God. Decree and declare, my steps are ordered and directed by the Lord. My steps are ordered and directed by the Lord. My steps are ordered and directed by the Lord. I know when to drive out of the house. I'm sensitive to know when to drive. I know when to travel. I know who to call. I know who not to call. I know who to avoid. I am sensitive in the name of Jesus. Put your hands on yourself. Decree and declare, I am sensitive to the Spirit. I am sensitive to the Spirit. My spiritual ears are opened. My spiritual eyes are opened in the name of Jesus. I am sensitive to the Spirit. My steps are ordered. My path are directed by the Lord. My steps are ordered and my path directed by the Lord, because I am sensitive to the Spirit in the name of Jesus. I'm at the right place at the right time. I'm not in the wrong place at the wrong time. I know who to speak to. I know who to call. I know who to talk to. I am sensitive. I know when to be firm. I know when to be passive. I know when to be quiet. I am sensitive to the Spirit. I am not insensitive. I'm not dull of understanding. I am not dull of understanding. I know the promptings of the Spirit. I hear the promptings of the Spirit. I hear the promptings of the Spirit. I know which direction to take. For the word of God says, you shall hear a word behind you. Say, walk ye, turn in this direction. I am monitored. I am animated by the Spirit. I am monitored and animated by the Spirit. I am governed. I am controlled by the Spirit. I am monitored and animated by the Spirit. I am monitored and animated by the Spirit. In the name of Jesus. 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 I am sensitive. I know who to talk to. I know where to be at in the name of Jesus. I know who to call in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, I'm not allowed to waste anybody's time, and nobody will waste my time in this season. Every time wasting relationship, I come out of it in the name of Jesus. Every tormentor that disguises as a mentor, we take them out in the name of Jesus. Every tormentor but disguises as a mentor, we take them out in the name of Jesus. We are sensitive. We are not time wasters. We do not allow that any man waste our time in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, we are like the sons of Issachar. We understand the times in the name of Jesus. We know when to speak. We know who to call. We know who to run to. I decree and declare for some of you here that some frenemies, some friends who are enemies in disguise, in this season, may the wind of God blow and expose them. I don't know who you are. Some of your friends who are enemies in disguise, may the wind of God blow and expose them. Some friends and some association that are not of God around you, may the wind of God blow and expose them. May the wind of God blow and expose them. May the wind of God blow and expose them. May the wind of God blow and expose them. In the name of Jesus. You have understanding. You will not lose money. You are sensitive. You know when to invest. You know how to invest. You know how much to invest in the name of Jesus. You know when to give the loan. You know how not to give the loan. You know what to do in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We decree and declare all the people who have used jazz, voodoo, and stuff to put your name in certain quarters. We decree that it destroys today in the name of Jesus. That they do not have that control over your life in the name of Jesus. They do not have control over your businesses in the name of Jesus. We decree frenemies are exposed in this season, because you will become sensitive. You will be able to smell them. You will be able to know them in the name of Jesus. You are sensitive. You are not dull of understanding. You have divine intelligence. Decree and declare, I have divine intelligence. I am sensitive. I'm not dull of understanding. I am sensitive. I'm not dull of understanding. I will not lose money, not this year, in the name of Jesus. Instead, I come into profit, and I come into more profit in the name of Jesus. I am sensitive. I am not dull of understanding. I am not dull of understanding. I am not dull of understanding. I am not dull of understanding in the name of Jesus. I am not dull of understanding. I am sensitive in the name of Jesus. I know when to go. I know who to speak. I know who to talk to. I am sensitive. I can discern. I have divine intelligence. I have divine intelligence. I have uncommon intelligence. I have divine intelligence. I have uncommon intelligence. I have divine intelligence in the name of Jesus. Decree after me, say, in the name of Jesus, I am sensitive. I have divine intelligence. I have uncommon intelligence in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I have supernatural wisdom. They are not able to tie me in certain conversations. They are not able to get me in certain conversations. In the name of Jesus. I have the wisdom of God. More than the wisdom of Solomon. I have the wisdom of God. I have a sound mind in the name of Jesus. I receive the spirit of discernment. I activate the spirit of discernment. I activate the spirit of discernment. I activate the spirit of discernment by the help of the Holy Ghost. I activate the spirit of discernment by the help of the Holy Ghost. I activate the spirit of discernment by the help of the Holy Ghost. I activate the spirit of discernment by the help of the Holy Ghost. Before I get into the meeting, I know what to say. I know how to navigate it. I know how to speak. I have the wisdom of God in the name of Jesus. I have the wisdom of God in the name of Jesus. I thank you for favor. Somebody open up your mouth. Thank him for favor. Thank you for favor. Favor like a shield. Thank you for favor like a shield. That whenever my business is mentioned, favor, favor, favor. Thank you for favor like a shield. Thank you for favor like a shield. All around me in the name of Jesus. Thank you for favor like a shield. All around me in the name of Jesus. Thank you for favor like a shield. I enjoy favor. I come out of labor. I come into favor. I come out of labor and come into favor in the name of Jesus. Thank you for I enjoy favor all around me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father, because you're the one who answers prayers. Thank you for my declaration this morning has come into your ears, and I thank you for response in the name of Jesus. I speak faith with the words that I have spoken today this morning, and I decree that the heavens are opened in a deluge towards me in the name of Jesus, that my words receive attention according to the word of God, that all my prayers are answered in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 I could go on, but we have service from 9 a.m. this morning. The Logic Church is 6 months old. I encourage you to give Thanksgiving seeds to God this morning. So I want to give you 15 minutes to get breakfast or take something to drink, whatever you want to.